guitarist Phil Robson. That's called Ming the Merciless, and it's on the new album called The Cutoff Point on the excellent and prolific Whirlwind Records. That's a hell of a label. Phil joins me here on Jazz FM. Morning, Phil. Or good afternoon, should I say. How are you doing, sir?
Hi. Very good, thanks.
Good to have you here. Were you performing last night with the missus down at
the Vortex? I was with the missus last night.
Was it the Vortex?
Yeah, celebrating the 150th anniversary of W.B. Yeats. Yeah.
Yes, now the missus, of course, being in question, being Christine Tobin, your life partner, and you are in many guises at guitarist, for both with Christine and Partisans, and also with your own organ trio. How was last night? It's 150 years, isn't it? The birthday celebration of the great Irish poet. And is it Sailing to Byzantium?
That's right.
That's the album from Christine.
Yeah.
And both of you are going to be at Love Supreme Festival as well.
That's right. Absolutely, yeah. That's with Partisans and with Christine's A Thousand Kisses Deep project, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And then I guess you flip and do the Partisans thing as well with the boys.
Yes, I have to flip my head around to play... Very different music, but yeah, it's going to be great fun, yeah.
And that's a band that's a real groove band. It's been around, how long have you been together now, about 20 years or so?
Frighteningly, almost 20 years, yeah. Mm. Feel every day of it, but yeah.
You've also got your guitar here because you're an educator. Where are you off to teach?
Teaching at the Guildhall School of Music today. Fantastic. I teach at kind of most of the major London colleges, yeah.
Yeah. And congratulations on Partisans, of course, becoming a Parliamentary Jazz award-winning group.
Thank you.
For that excellent album. What's the name of the album again? Remind
Swamp.
Me. Swamp, of course. Yeah, we're going to play something from that, a real groove coming up from that. But we just played something from your organ trio, which is another project, of course. And you have your fellow Partisan in there, Gene Calderazzo, who is a beast behind the drums.
He is.
He brings the groove, doesn't he? Is there good banter between you guys? He's an American, isn't he?
So it's bound to be. Absolutely, yeah. We've known each other, you know, long, long time. So, yeah, lots of fun.
And the idea of doing an organ trio like that, sort of classic soul jazz sounding thing, it's almost got a sort of John Scofield lick to it as well. How long has that organ trio been together?
It's still a relatively new project, really. It sort of did a tour about this time last year. That was the first proper tour. Before that, there was just a few occasional gigs where we were just testing how we felt about it and see how far we wanted to go with it. And we all loved it. You know, we had a great time almost instantly, really. And Ross is an amazing organist, so...
Yeah, I was going to talk about Ross Stanley. Our very own James Tormey, who's on here as a broadcaster, as well as we play his music, he's always talking about Ross Stanley as one of not only Britain's greatest, but the world's greatest keyboardist.
They call him half man, half invoice. He's,
I'd like to be that way. Maybe three quarters invoice. I don't mind being quarter of a man.
Yeah, he's a busy boy.
But the three of you together, it's a fun collaboration, and I guess Ross kind of underpins the whole kind of bassline thing as well as grooving, vacillating on the organ, as they say.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Did you listen to a lot of that kind of, because it's classic sounding, isn't it? The organ and guitar and drums, soul jazz kind of trio. Did you listen to a lot of that stuff in the 60s, some of those Groove Merchant albums like Charles Erland and people like that?
Absolutely. In fact, I played with Charles Erland's, one of the first gigs I got as a professional, and Big John Patton, actually,
John Patton.
Absolutely. I did tours with both of those when I was a nipper. I'd literally just come out of the Guildhall School of Music. I was probably 19. I was way out of my depth, but I learnt loads from doing it. Really fond memories of
it. Wow. I've met Charles Erland here many, many years ago, and he was, and I always say this, he's the nicest man
he was lovely
I've ever met in the music industry. Everyone else I've met, including you, but he really was. He's the loveliest fella.
He was, yeah.
A real shame to see him pass on. Yeah. And that whole kind of organ groove thing, it's kind of come up through the gospel and the church, hasn't it? And there's a real funk to it. Mm. As Partisans, as a group, you've put together a fantastic album. Are you already on the make for the next album as well?
Certainly thinking about that. I mean, we did a huge tour of North America this time last year, and we've done lots of gigs, but we've got a whole bunch of gigs coming up in November in a way which is still kind of seeing through the end of the Swamp project. You know, we didn't really tour it that much in the UK, so we'll be doing that this November. But we'll certainly be thinking about new albums after that,
And your organ trio on the road?
Yeah, hopefully March. Yeah, it's all being organised at the moment, yeah.
great. Well, we look forward to seeing you in your two guises, Love Supreme with Christine Tobin and with Partisans. We should say they have the most jazz-named bass player ever, Thaddeus Kelly.
Thaddeus Kelly, yeah. Well, his dad's a musician.
And Julian on the saxophone, shouldn't leave him out. And they're a great, great band. And if you go to jazzfm.com now, you can see, literally planned to the minute, when the bands are on. The full chronological breakdown of the stages is on there, so you can say, oh, I'm going to go to Partisans, then I'll nip over there and take in some of the jazz lounge, then I'll go for a drink, and you can really plan it. So have you been to Love Supreme yet?
No, first time. Very excited about it. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be fantastic. Mm. All right, well, let's play a little something from the album from Partisans, Swamp. This is Overview. Brilliant. And Phil Robson, who paid us a visit here today, this afternoon. Many thanks for coming in. So great
Thank
to see you.
Thank you very much. Great to see you too.
Phil here on guitar on Jazz FM.